Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. Today is day 1443 of our trek, and our focus on Friday is future technologies and societal advancements, so we call it Futuristic Fridays. My personality is one that I've always been very future-oriented. Since my childhood, I have yearned for the exploration and discovery of new technologies and advancements for the future. I grew up on the original Star Trek series, and even today, while I'm on my 64th revolution around the sun, I still dream of traveling into space. Each week, we will explore rapidly converging technologies and advancements, which will radically change our lives. At times, the topics may sound like something out of a science fiction novel, but each area that we explore is already well on its way of becoming reality over the next couple of decades. To keep our theme of Ask Gramps, I will put our topics into a form of a question to get us on track. So this week's question is, hey Gramps, I understand that augmented reality will have a significant impact on our lives, but can you share how it may impact specific industries? So today's segment will be Augmented Reality, the Industry Impact. And this will be a rather lengthy segment, but I know it is one packed full of very useful and interesting information. Last week on our Futuristic Friday, we explored hardware and apps that are used as instruments of augmented reality, or we'll refer to it as AR. Today we will focus on a few specific industries which will be most impacted by AR. Our world is in a disruptive mode, especially with the ongoing pandemic, but this will only speed up the exponential technology that is changing our world today. I am using some of the information mentioned in Peter Diamantis' blog and his book, The Future is Faster Than You Think. So hang on now, and let's look at some specific industries. Augmented reality, or AR, has already exceeded over 2,000 AR apps on over 1.4 billion active iOS devices. Even on this rudimentary level, the technology is now permeating the consumer product space. And in just the next 4 years, the International Data Corporation, or IDC, forecasts that AR headset production will surge 141% each year, reaching a whopping 32 million units by 2023, less than 3 years from now. AR will soon serve as surgeon assistants, as sales agents, as an educator personalized to your kids' learning and patterns of interest. We are going to have a deep dive today into AR's most exciting industry applications that are poised to hit the market over the next 5 to 10 years. So let's dive in. And the first industry that we're going to look at is healthcare and how it will impact surgeons and physicians. Whether through a detailed and dynamic anatomical annotations or visualized patient-specific guidance, AR will soon augment every human medical practitioner. To start, AR is already being used as a diagnostic tool. A company called SyncThink recently hired Magic Leap and has developed eye-tracking technology to diagnose concussions and balance disorders. Yet another startup, XR Health, launched its AR Health platform on Magic Leap to aid in rehabilitation, pain distraction, and psychological assessments. Moreover, surgeons at the Imperial College in London have used Microsoft's HoloLens ones in preoperative reconstruction and plastic surgery procedures, which typically involves using CT scans to map blood vessels that supply vital nutrients during surgery. As explained by the project's senior researcher, Dr. Philip Pratt, with a HoloLens, we are now doing the same kind of scan and then processing the data captured to make it suitable to look at. That means we end up with a silhouette of a limb, the location of the injury, and the course of vessels that run through the area, as opposed to a grayscale image of a scan and a bit more guesswork. Dramatically lowering associated risk, AR can even help surgeons visualize the depth of blood vessels and choose the optimal incision location. And while HoloLens 1 was only used in pre-op visualizations, Microsoft's HoloLens 2 is on track to reach the operating table. Take the company Philip Azuron image-guided therapy platform, for instance. Built specifically for the HoloLens tool, Azuron strives to provide surgeons with real-time patient data and dynamic 3D imagery as they operate. Moreover, AR headsets and virtual overlays they provide will exponentially improve the sharing of expertise across hospitals and medical practices. Very specific niche medical specialists will be able to direct surgeons remotely from across the country, not to mention the other side of the planet, or to view annotated AR scans to offer their advice. Magic Leap, in its own right, is now collaborating with a German medical company, Brainlab, to create 3D spatial viewer that will allow clinicians to work together with surgical procedures across disciplines. Beyond democratizing medical expertise, AR will even provide instantaneous patient histories, providing doctors with AR-processed information for more accurate diagnosis in a fraction of the time. By saving physicians time, AR will, therefore, free doctors to invest more specific percentage of their day engaging in face-to-face contact via in-person or telemedicine with their patients, establishing trust, compassion, and the opportunity to educate healthcare consumers rather than merely treating their symptoms. When it comes to digital records, doctors can simply use voice control to transcribe their entire interaction with patient visits, multiplying what can be done in a day, and vastly improving the patient experience. And the second healthcare area that we want to look at is assistance with those with disability. Today, over 3.4 million visually impaired individuals reside in the U.S. alone. Thanks to new development in AI-integrated smart glass realm, associated constraints could soon fade in severity. New pioneers to enter the market, including NavCog, Horus, ARServe, and MyEye, among others. Microsoft has even begun development of a Seeing AI app, which translates the world into audio descriptions for the blind as they see through their smartphone camera lenses. During the Reality Virtual Hackathon of January of 2019, hosted by Magic Leap at MIT, two of the top three winners catered to disabilities. Clear AR Sight provided environmental reconstruction, haptic feedback, and sound-filled audio overlay to enhance the visually impaired individual's interaction with the world. Meanwhile, Hear AR used a Magic Leap 1 headset to translate vocals or sign language into readable text in speech bubbles in the user's field of view. Magic Leap remains dedicated to numerous such applications, even slated to vastly improve quality of life. Next in the healthcare area is biometric displays. In biometrics, cyclist sunglasses and swimmer goggles have evolved into a perfect media for AR health metric displays. Smart glasses, like one called Solos, $499, or Eversight Raptors at $599, provide cyclists with data on speed, power, heart rate, along with navigation instructions. Meanwhile, Form goggles at $199, just released at the end of August 2019, shows swimmers their pace, calories burned, distance, and stroke count in real time up to 32 feet underwater. Accessible health data will shift off of our wrist into our field of view, offering us personalized health recommendations and pushing our training limits alike. The next area of industry we want to look at is retail and advertising. In the first segment will be virtual shopping. Walk into any now AI-driven, sensor-related, and Internet of Things retrofitted store, and every mannequin will be wearing a digital design customized to your preference. Forget digging through racks of garments or hunting down your size. Cross-referencing your purchase history and current closet inventory, AIs will display tailor-made items most suitable for your wardrobe, adjusted to your individual measurements. An app already available on most Android smartphones, Google Lens is already leaping into the marketplace, allowing users to scan QR codes and objects through their smartphone camera. With this product, Google Lens Style Match feature even gives consumers the capacity to identify pieces of clothing or furniture and view similar designs available online and through e-commerce platforms. And this is also going to impact advertising. These mobile AR features are quickly encroaching on ads as well. In July, New York Times debuted an AR ad for Netflix Stranger Things, for instance, guiding smartphone users to scan a page with their Google Lens app and experience the show's fictional Smart Court Mall come to life. Immersive AR advertising of the future won't all be unsolicited or obtrusive. Many will likely prove very helpful to you. As you walk down the grocery store aisle, discounts and special deals on your favorite items might populate your AR smart glasses. Or if you find yourself admiring an expensive pair of pants, your headset might suggest a similar item at a lower cost or cheaper distributors with the same product. Once our society reopens, Think about driving to the stadium on your way to work. Next week's best concert tickets may filter through your AR suggestions, whether your AI intends them for your friend's upcoming birthday or for your own personal enjoyment. Instead of bombarding you at every turn on a needed handheld device, AR ads will appear only when most relevant to your physical surroundings, or toggle them off and have your personal AI do the product research for you. Let's look at the education and travel industry next. And here we'll see customized continuous learning. The convergence of today's revolution and AR enhancements gives us the ability to create individual and customized learning environments. Throw sensors into the mix for tracking your neural and physiological data, and students will soon be empowered to meditate a growth mindset better, and even works toward achieving a flow state, which research shows can vastly amplify learning. Within the classroom, Magic Leaps 1's Lumen operating system allows multiple wearers to share in a digital experience, such as in dissecting a frog or walking on a historical map. From a collaborative creation standpoint, students can use Magic Leap's CAD application to join forces in 3D design. In success, AR's convergence and biometric sensors and AI will give rise to an extraordinarily different education system, one comprised of delocalized, individual customized, responsive, and accelerated learning environments. Continuous and learn everywhere education will no longer be confined to the classroom. Already, numerous AR apps can identify objects in a user's visual field, instantaneously presenting them with relevant information. As user interface hardware undergoes dramatic shift in the next decade, these software capabilities will only explode in future development and use. Gazing out your window at a cloud will unlock interactive information about the water cycle and climate science. Walking past an old building, you might effortlessly learn about the history dating back to the 16th century. This is information abundance, but it is the data's accessibility that will soon drive knowledge abundance. What about training in the education area? AR will enable on-the-job training at a far lower cost in almost any environment, from factories to hospitals. Smart glasses are already beginning to guide manufacturing plant employees as they learn how to assemble new equipment. Retailers will decimate the time it takes to train new employees with AR tours and product descriptions. Already, automotive technicians can better understand the internal components of a vehicle without ever dismantling it. Jaguar's Land Rover, for instance, has recently implemented Bosch's Reflect One AR solution. Training technicians with X-ray vision, the AR service thereby allows them to visualize inside of the Range Rover sports vehicle without ever removing their dashboards. In healthcare, medical students will be able to practice surgeries on artificial cadavers with hyper-realistic AR displays. Not only will this allow them to iterate on their surgical skills rapidly, but AR will dramatically lower the costs and constraints of standard medical degrees and specializations. Meanwhile, sports training and simulators will vastly improve with AR headset technology. Even practicing chess or piano will be achievable with any tabletop surface, allowing us to hone real skills on virtual interfaces. AR will also impact travel. As with most tasks, AI convergence with AR glasses will allow us to outsource all the most challenging and least enjoyable decisions associated with travel, whether finding the best restaurants or well-suited local experiences. Perhaps one of AR's most sophisticated uses, already rolling out today, involves translation. Whether we need to decode a menu or access subtitles or conversing across language barriers, instantaneous translation is about to improve exponentially with the rise of AI-powered AR glasses. Even today, Google Translate can already convert menu text and street signs in real time through your smartphone. The next industry that will be dramatically impacted with AR, of course, is manufacturing. Manufacturing presents the nearest term frontier on AR's commercial use. As a result, many of today's leading headset companies, including Magic Leap, Vuzix, and Microsoft, are seeking out initial adopters and enterprise applications in the manufacturing realm. The first area would be design. Targeting the technology for simulation purposes, Airbus launched an AR model of the MRH-90 Taipan aircraft just last year, allowing designers and engineers to view various components, potential upgrades, and electro-optical sensors before execution, saving big on parts and overhead cost. Airbus thereby allowed the technicians to make necessary design changes without removing their interaction with the aircraft. It will also impact supply chain optimization. AR guidance linked to the centralized AI will also mitigate supply chain inefficiencies. Coordinating these moving parts, eliminating the need to hold a scanner at each checkpoint, and directing traffic within a warehouse will vastly improve workflow. After initially implementing AR vision picking in 2015, the leading supply company DHL recently announced that it would continue to use the newest Google Smart Lens in warehouses across the world. Or take the automotive supplier ZF, which has now rolled out the use of HoloLens in plant maintenance. It will also impact manufacturing quality assurance and accessible expertise. AR technology will play a critical role in quality assurance, as it already does in Porsche's assembly plant in Leipzig, Germany. Whenever manufacturers require guidance from engineers, remote assistance is effectively no longer remote, as equipment experts guide employees through their AR glasses and teach them on the job. The next industry that will be dramatically impacted is transportation and navigation. And the first thing that comes to mind is autonomous vehicles. NVIDIA's Drive platform for Level 2 Plus autonomous vehicles is already combining sensor fusion and perception with AR dashboard displays to alert drivers of hazards, highlight points of interest, and provide navigation assistance. In the current transition phase of partially autonomous vehicles, such AR integration allows drivers to monitor conditions yet eases the burden of constant attention on the road. Along these lines, Volkswagen has already partnered with NVIDIA to produce ID Buzz electric cars, set to run on Drive OS by this year. And NVIDIA's platform is fast on the move, has also partnered with Toyota, Uber, and Mercedes-Benz. Within the next few years, AR displays may be commonplace in these vehicles. It will also impact navigation. We've all seen or been that someone spinning around their smartphone to decipher the first few steps of a digital maps command, but AR is already making everyday navigation intuitive and efficient. Google Maps AR feature has already been demoed on Pixel phones. Instead of staring at your map from a bird's eye view, users direct the map at the street and superimposed directions are immediately layered virtually on top. As AI identifies what you see, it instantaneously communicates with your GPS to pinpoint your location and orientation. Although a mainstream rollout date has not yet been announced, this feature will likely make it to your phone in the near future. The next industry we want to look at is entertainment, and the first area is gaming. We got one of the first tastes of AR's real-world gamification in 2016 when Nintendo released Pokemon Go. And today, the gaming has now surpassed 1 billion downloads. But by contrast to virtual reality, augmented reality is increasingly seen as a medium for beginner gamers together in a physical world, encouraging outdoor exploration, activity, and human connection in the process. In the recently exploding esports industry, AR has the potential to turn the player's screen into a live-action stadium. With the ongoing concern of social distancing, this scenario will be driven forward rapidly. In 2019, the global esports market exceeded $1.1 billion in U.S. revenue, and AR's potential to elevate the experience will only see this number soar. Also in entertainment, there is the world of art. Many of today's most popular AR applications will allow users to throw dinosaurs into their surrounding on a game called Monster Park. They can allow you to learn how to dance in Dance Reality or try on highly convincing virtual tattoos in Ink Hunter. As high-definition rendering becomes more commonplace, art will also grow in more and more accessibility. Magic Leap aims to construct an entire magicverse of digital layers superimposed on our physical reality. Location-based AR displays, ranging from art installations to gaming hubs, will be viewable in a shared experience across hundreds of headsets. Individuals can simply toggle between modes to access whichever version of the universe they desire. Endless opportunities to design our surroundings will arise. Apple, in its own right, recently announced the company's ART initiative, which consists of floating digital installations, viewable through their ART viewer apps in the Apple stores. These installations can be found in ART City Walks, guiding users through popular cities. ART Labs, which teach participants how to use Swift Playgrounds on an iPad app, can create AR experiences. And the last area of entertainment is shows. At last year's DIGDRAFT conference in Los Angeles, Magic Leap introduced AR theater hybrid called Mary and the Monster, where viewers watched a barren diorama-like stage come to life with AR. While audience members shared the collective experience of like a traditional play, individuals could also zoom in on specific actors to observe their expressions much more closely. We can say goodbye to the opera glasses and hello to our AR headsets. And now some final thoughts for today's segment. While AR headset manufacturers and mixed reality developers race to build enterprise solutions from manufacturing to transportation, AR's use in consumer products is following close behind. Magic Leap leads the way by developing consumer experiences we've long been waiting for, as with their Project Magicverse of localized AR displayed in shared physical spaces will reinvent the modes of connection. As AR-supportive hardware is now built in today's newest smartphones, businesses will have an invaluable opportunity to gamify products and immerse millions of consumers in service-related AR experiences. Even beyond the most apparent first-order AR business cases, new industries to support the augmented world of 2030 will soon surge in market competition, whether headset hardware, data storage solutions, sensors, or holograph and projection technologies. And I would like to share that it's time to jump on the bandwagon now. The future is faster than you think. Next week on our Futuristic Friday, we'll explore some of the implications and opportunities of augmented reality. And while some of these AR examples may seem unreal, and some people may not like the rapid advancement in technology, it also provides unlimited opportunity for building God's kingdom here on earth. Romans chapter 1 verse 20 tells us, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power, and His divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God." And with the advancements that we're seeing today, there certainly is intelligent design provided by God in everything that we do. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Futuristic Friday for another interesting question about our future on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us. And then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,442 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.